ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः. हरिः ॐ ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमस्ति. ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. ॐ पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदम् पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते. ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः. हरिः ॐ. बृहदारण्यक उपनिषत्. We have seen the first Brahmanam, or the first chapter. And you know, the first Brahmanam presented, in the first chapter itself, we have many Brahmanas. There, first chapter has seen the first Brahmanam. The first Brahmanam presented the Ashwamedha Upasanam. Ashwamedha Upasanam. And you know very well, Ashwamedha Upasanam is a Virad Upasanam. That Ashwamedha Upasanam also, the Ashwaha, I taught very clearly what is Upasaka, who is Upasakaha, what is Upasanam and what is Upasyam. Upasya Devata is Virat and Upasana Alambanam is Ashwaha, Upasakaha, that's a meditator. So Upasakaha is meditator. Upasya Devata Virat. Upasanam is a meditation. And Virad Upasanam is prescribed in the very first Brahmanam. And the Ashwaha taken for Upasanam is the horse which is taken for meditation is the horse which is worshipped in Ashwamedha Yaga. So I said the Medhya Ashwaha means that which is revered. That which is worshipful, the worship that which deserves the worship is Medhya. So Ashwamedha Yaga, the heart specifically used in Ashwamedha Yaga is taken as an Alambanam, which we saw very well. So Virad Upasanam means we are seeing the whole Jagat as Bhagavan. So all that is here in this Jagat, are invoked upon this Ashwa hearts, so Virad Upasanam. But second next time we say this Virat is not, this Upasanam itself is not complete. So in the second Brahmanam also, Upanishad presents another Upasanam, second Upasanam, which means Upanishad expects the Upasaka to combine these two Upasanams. Second Upasanam is called what? Agni Upasanam. Again, which Agni? Ashwamedha Agnihi. So, Ashwamedha Ashwaha, Ashwamedha Yaga Ashwaha, Ashwamedha Yaga Agnihi. The fire invoked, the fire specifically kindled for performing the Ashwamedha Agni, Ashwamedha Yaga, is taken as an Alambanam in the second Upasanam. So Upasya Devatas are the same, Upasanam is the same, but Upasana Alambanam alone is different. This I told in last class also. Do you remember this? Alambanam alone is different. Do you remember or not? I told this. Alambanam is different. Alambanam is Ashwaha and Agnihi. But Devata, Upas Devata is the same Virat. This also I told. But let us read the mantra once, second, in the second Brahmana. Mantra we'll read. Then I'll take you to Adi Shankaracharya's, how he presents the teaching. Naiveha kinchanagra asit. Naiveha kinchan. நைவேக கிஞ்சன நாக்ர ஆசீத் மிருத்யுனைவேதம் ஆவ்ருதம் ஆசீத் மிருத்யுனைவேதம் ஆவ்ருதம் ஆசீத் அசநாயயாசநாயயாஹி மிருத்யுஹ தன்மனோ குருதாத் ஆத்மன் வீஸ்யாமிதி சோர்ச்சன்னசரத் தஸ்யார்ச்சத ஆபோ அஜாயந்த அர்ச்சதே வை மேகமப்பூதிதி ததேவார்க்கஸ்யார்க்கத்வம் கம் ஹவா அஸ்மை பவதி யஏவமேததர்க்கஸ்யார்க்கத்வம் வேத. டோன்ட் வரி அபவுட் த ஹோல் திங், வில் ஒன்லி தி ஃபர்ஸ்ட் சென்டென்ஸ். நைவே அல்டு பை சென்டென்ஸ் பை சென்டென்ஸ். நைவேக கிஞ்சன்னாக்ர ஆசீத் மிருத்யு நைவேதம் ஆவ்ருதம் ஆசீத். தி டூ சென்டென்சஸ் ஒன்லி, வி ஆர் ஸ்டில் ஹியர், வி கேனாட் ப்ரொசீட் ஃபர்தர். ந ஏவ நைவ இஹ ந ஏவ இஹ கிஞ்சன அக்ர ஆசீத். ந ஏவ நைவ, நைவ பிளஸ் இஹ நைவேக கிஞ்சன அக்ரே கிஞ்சனாக்ர ஆசீத். ஃபர்ஸ்ட் சென்டென்ஸ் இஹ ந கிஞ்சன ஏவ இஹ அக்ரே ஆசீத். Nothing was here before the manifestation of the universe. Then we forget the sentence. What is the first sentence of second brahmanam? Na ivai iha na eva iha kinchana agre asid. What does it mean? Iha, here in this world, or here, agre before, na kinchana asid eva. Nothing existed at all before here. Is it clear? Nothing at all existed before here in this universe. One sentence, if you remember, that is enough today. Because it will take time for me to complete this. Okay. This is the sentence. So, I told you, before we go to the Virad Upasanam, there is a Adhyaropa Prakriya. Don't forget that also. Now Adhyaropaha is also followed. Even though Upasanam is presented, Upasanam is going to come later on. But first, Adhyaropa Prakriya is also followed here, presented here. Which means the Srishtihi is discussed. The creation has to be discussed first. How we saw in Taittiri Upanishad, we saw Srishti was discussed. In every Upanishad, Srishtihi, creation is discussed. And whenever creation is discussed, we know very well, creation is discussed to make us understand the Brahman. Just to arrive at Brahman, creation is discussed. And here, before creation is discussed, and what was there before the creation became manifest? So it is said here, this Upanishad says, there was nothing existed at nothing at all was there before the creation of the universe. This is the meaning of the sentence. Nothing at all was there before the creation of the universe. Nayeva iha kinchana agre asit. You put the sentence correctly grammatically. Aiha agre na kinchana asit eva. Na asideva iha agre. Before this universe came into existence, nothing at all was there. It's the translation of the first sentence. And before moving to the next sentence, here itself, or this one line, Adi Shankara Bhagavatpada writes a long commentary. Why has this only one sentence? Don't think I'm not proceeding. This is how we had proceed. Okay? Why does he write a long commentary? Because when we say the Upanishad itself tells nothing at all was here before the universe came into existence. So it is said, Upanishadic statement will be like eating gulab jamun or rasagulla for Shunyavadis. Shunyavadis will be very happy. Oh, Upanishad says nothing existed at all before. Therefore, it is easy for him to say nothing exists now also. Therefore, it is easy for a Shunyavadi to say easily what he can say, nothing existed before, nothing exists now. Of course, I do not accept Veda as a Pramanam. It's all your headache. You only accept Veda as the Pramanam. For me, Veda is not a Pramanam. But still, your own Veda says, your Veda says, nothing existed at all before. Therefore, nothing was there means nothing can be now also. Therefore, there's only what Shunyam alone is there. Nothing was there before, nothing is now also. Then what about our world? What about our experiences? They're all only in your thoughts. The whole, the Shunyavadi, otherwise said to be Yogacara Bauddha, does not accept anything, nothing was there before, nothing is now here. Then whatever is here is only in the form of your cognitions. And all the cognitions are time-bound in nature. All the cognitions are of the nature of coming and going. Therefore, let me tell you the meaning of the word kshanam. Kshanam means, this is kshanam. This is kshanam. Okay? A fraction of a second is kshanam. Kshanam means a second. Nimishaha means a minute. Kshanam means a second. So, the thought comes and it stays for a second and it goes. It does stay for a second and goes. Therefore, thought is called kshanikam. And when the thought comes, there is knowledge. That knowledge is called cognition. Cognition is meant by the word vijnanam. So, kshanikam vijnanam, kshanika vijnanam. Kshanam means a moment. Kshanikam, momentary. Is it clear? Kshanika means momentary. The momentary cognition. Every cognition comes and goes, which is momentary. And then, therefore, there's neither the world before nor the world afterwards. The world is only in the form of cognitions. And no object which we perceive exists continuously. If I see you now, first time I see you, second minute I see you, you are different, you I see you. This is their understanding. If you see a part, you do not see the same part continuously. According to them, the different parts you see continuously. Different parts you see because the thoughts keep on changing quickly. Kshanikam. Everything is momentary according to this Kshanika Vijnana Vadi. And so we does not need to work very hard to negate him. Mainly, and I mentioned this last class also. So Shankara Bhagavatpada takes the Nayayika. The Nayayika is a Nyaya philosopher. And also the Sankhya philosopher. Main for them, they have a different problem they have. I told you about these two vadas last class. Do you remember that? One is Satkarya Vadaha, Asatkarya Vadaha. I'm reminding you first. Satkarya Vadaha and Asatkarya Vadaha. So if these two vadas are negated, Bauddha also will be negated. Satkaryavadi is the one who says, according to him, the universe existed before. Now, not even Satkaryavadi is the one for whom the cause existed before, not the universe. He will say cause existed before. There was a cause. Cause existed before. That is the Satkaryavadi. But Satkaryavadi also, there's an Asatkaryavadi. So Asatkaryavadi, one who says the cause did not exist before, therefore now also there is no effect. This is Asatkaryavadi. Asatkaryavadi is the one for whom the cause did not exist before. So this is a Buddhist, Shunyavadi. And Satkaryavadi is the one who says cause existed before, but the effect did not exist. Okay? Asatkaryavadi, Satkaryavadi. So Satkaryavadi says cause existed before, but effect did not exist. Asatkaryavadi is the one who says cause also did not exist before. So both theories have to be negated by Shankaracharya. But before negating, first he has to negate the Shunyavadi. Then first he has to negate the Kshanika Vijnana Vadi. Kshanika Vijnana Vadi is the one whom Shankaracharya has to negate first. Who is this Kshanika Vijnana Vadi? Asatkaryavadi. Kshanika Vijnana Vadi. And I told you already, for him, according to Kshanika Vijnana Vadaha, a Buddha philosopher, Kshanika Vijnana Vada, for him, everything is in the form of a cognition. The whole world, every object in this world exists only in the form of a momentary cognition. Cognitions keep on arriving and departing, so all objects keep on arriving and departing. There's no external world as such. There's no external world. Therefore, when the cognition is there, there is creation. If the cognition is not there, then there's no creation, there's no universe. There's no external world according to him. Therefore, if when he says everything is momentary in this universe, what about the Atma? For him, Atma is also momentary. Consciousness is momentary, knower is momentary, knowledge is momentary, known is momentary, everything is kshanikam. That's why he is called Kshanika Vijnana Vadi. Subject is kshanikam, object is kshanikam, knower is kshanikam, known is kshanikam, the knowledge, everything is kshanikam for him. Kshanikam, everything is momentary. Everything exists only in the form of cognitions. This is his strong view. Okay. Now, suppose to make it very clear, Shankara Bhagavatpada, to make it very clear, the universe existed before. How cause existed before, effect also existed before. Okay? Satkaryavadi, Asatkaryavadi, both of them are negated. Cause also existed before, effect also existed before. And now also the same cause which was there is now in the form of an effect. Both, nothing is created, nothing is destroyed. It's what science says, Shastram also says. So it is made very clear, for which Shankara Bhagavatpada, to establish this, what he says, he gives important five points to establish this. To establish what? Cause existed before, effect also existed before. And the first thing, let me tell you one more thing. If you say, clay was there before the origination of the pot. And to establish his view, Shankaracharya uses this pot, the clay pot in this Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, Shankaracharya's commentary is a very important lesson he establishes by using the clay pot. And the pot is called, the pot is used, the word pot is repeatedly used in this commentary. Therefore, the commentary itself is known as Ghata Bhashyam. Commentary, pot commentary. Pot commentary means Ghata Bhashyam. Okay. So in this Ghata Bhashyam, first, suppose we say there was clay before the pot came into existence. Before the pot came into existence, there was clay. Means karanam asit. Because pot cannot come into existence out of nothing. When pot comes into existence, out of nothing, something cannot come into existence. It's a simple lesson. How can something come into existence out of nothing? It's impossible. It is illogical to say that. Therefore, when pot comes into existence, definitely the karanam asit, the clay must have existed before. And not only that, not only karanam was there, the effect also existed before. The effect also is not created newly. You must say, make it very clear. Effect also is not created newly. That is, only then you can say what? There is no creation. For you to say there is no creation at all, there is no destruction also. What was there before alone, what is now here? You have to say this. Therefore he says, not only clay existed, pot also existed before. How do we know that? We have to say, before there was a pot, there was a clay, which means when the clay was, the clay cognition is, clay is. When you say clay is, when you say there's a clay cognition is, thereafter, from the clay alone, the pot is made. The pot is made out of clay. The pot has come into existence from where? Clay only. Therefore, the pot was already there and the same pot is there. The clay was there before. A ball of clay, lump of clay was there. From that lump of clay, the pot has come into existence. So when you see the pot, what can you see? When you see the pot, of course you are seeing the clay. How do you know? Oh, this pot is clay. You are able to say pot is clay. You are recognizing the clay. Is it clear? You are recognizing the clay. Before the clay was a lump. Now the clay is in the form of a pot. Which means you are able to recognize the clay. Clay was before. You are able to recognize the clay in the pot. Therefore, we say what? The clay which was there alone now is in the form of a pot. You are able to say because you saw the clay before. Now you continue to see the clay again in the pot. Which means clay was there before the pot came into existence. The clay continues to exist in the pot also. This continuity of the existence of the clay, which was there in the form of a lump before, which continues to exist in the form of a pot now, this continuity of existence of clay contributes for the recognition of the clay in the pot. Recognition. Recognition is called what in Sanskritam? We told you before also, I mentioned this. You know this verb, janati. Janati knows, abhijanati knows, prati abhijanati recognizes. Okay. It's a janati cognizes, abhijanati cognizes. But prati abhijanati, when you put two prefixes, it gives you the meaning of recognizes. Pratyabhijanati, prati plus abhi plus janati, pratyabhijanati means recognizes. Not simply knowing. Janati knows. Abhijanati knows, cognizes. Pratyabhijanati recognizes. What is the noun there? Pratyabhijna, recognition. I wanted to know this word pratyabhijna. Pratyabhijnanam. Pratyabhijnanam means recognizing. Pratyabhijanati recognizes. Pratyabhijna recognition. So we are recognizing. Okay, I'm taking you gradually, step by step, I'm taking you. So before, now remember, now Shankara Bhagavatpada negates the Asatkaryavadi who says before nothing was there. And Satkaryavadi, at least Karan, not only Karan, effect also existed before. We'll see that for. To establish that effect also existed before. Cause was there before, effect also existed before. Nothing is newly created. To establish this fact, Shrimad Bhagavatpada gives presents five arguments. The first argument, I said, first of all, let's understand what is the problem that Buddha has. How he refutes Buddha, let me tell you first. So pratyabhijna means recognition. So when you see the pot, you recognized before the clay, and the clay which was there before is now in the form of the pot. Therefore, it is not created, it was already there. It's called pratyabhijna. Okay, pratyabhijna. So I saw him before somewhere. I see the same person, recognize him. So pratyabhijna always presents the continuity. How can I recognize somebody if you have not seen before that person? If you see somebody in the temple or on a road somewhere, oh, how are you? If you ask, recognize somebody whom you do not know at all. You must have already seen somebody before. Who must have existed before, whom you must have seen before, the same person continues to exist. And you see him again on some other day, you say hello to him because you recognize him. So recognition always implies continuity of a given object or a person. Isn't it? Continuous existence, continuity of the same thing alone enables a person to recognize. Otherwise, recognition is not possible, but we do recognize. Okay, when we say this, what does the Buddhist say? Because the Buddhist does not accept the world, first of all. And for him, the world, nothing existed before, nothing exists now also. Whatever you experience is only in your cognition. The world is in your cognition, in the form of anakshanikam. And there's no such a thing called continuous existence for a Buddhist. For this Yogacara Buddha. Everything is momentary for him. He's a kshanika vijnanavadi. That's why he's called kshanika vijnanavadi. So here, what he says, suppose when you say, I saw clay before in the form of a ball. Now I recognize the same clay in the form of a pot. Therefore, the cause was there before the pot originated. Now you're talking about the cause, Asatkaryavadi. The cause did not exist before. That was his view. So cause, let us go see the other point later on. The cause existed before. The same cause alone continues to, if the pot was there in the form of a lump, now is in the form of the pot. Therefore, pot cannot come into existence out of nothing. Pot has come into existence from clay, which means clay was already there. Cause was already there. And the same cause is continues to be there in the effect. This pratyabhijna is there. Therefore, cause existed before. This is reason number one. But what does the Buddhist say now? He will say, no. The pratyabhijna, recognition is possible. For him, he uses the term differently. He calls recognition as sadrishyata. சாதிருஷ்யதா. வாட் இஸ் பிரத்யபிஜை? சாதிருஷ்யம். சாதிருஷ்யம் மீன்ஸ் சிமிலாரிட்டி. சத்ருஷ மீன்ஸ் சிமிலர், சாதிருஷ்யம் மீன்ஸ் சிமிலாரிட்டி. இட் இஸ் நவ் வாட் சங்கராச்சாரியா சேஸ், தி ரெக்கக்னிஷன் இஸ் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் தி கண்டினியூட்டி ஆஃப் த காஸ். இஸ் இட் கிளியர் நவ்? ரெக்கக்னிஷன் ஆஃப் பாட், தி கிளே இன் தி பாட் is because of the continuity of the existence of the clay. So clay existed before the pot came into existence, and the clay continues to exist in the form of a pot. Therefore, continuity of the existence of the clay is established by the recognition of the clay. Is it clear? Continuity. Continuity in Sanskrit is called anuvrittihi, anuvartanam or anuvrittihi. The cause existed before because there is anuvrittihi, because there is continuity. Continuity of what? The cause. Where is the cause? Cause is in the form of the effect now. And the continuity of the cause in the form of an effect is recognized, established by what? Pratyabhijna, recognition. Therefore, cause was there before, cause continues to be there in the form of an effect. Cause was there before the creation of the pot. This is some point number one. But what does Buddhist say? He says, this continuity, this pratyabhijna recognition, this recognition of clay in the form of a pot is not because of the continuity of the clay, but because of the similarity of the clay. Similarity. Not continuity. Very interesting. He says, so what does Shankaracharya say? Pratyabhijna is possible because of the anuvrittihi, because of the continuity of existence of the cause. But according to Buddhists say, no, there was no cause before. What is now only it is there. And what you see as one clay pot, when you see, immediately another clay pot, another thought comes, another cognition, new fresh cognitions keep on coming. Therefore, when you see first time, when you see one pot and you remember that, therefore what happens? The similarity, okay? The recognition is not because of continuity. Recognition is because of similarity. You saw one pot before, the same pot does not exist now. You see a different pot. Therefore, this recognition is not because of continuity, but recognition is because of similarity. He says, Pratyabhijna, nahi natu sadrishyena, parantu Pratyabhijna, Pratyabhijna sadrishyena natu anuvrittehe. Pratyabhijna is not because of continuity of the existence of the clay. Pratyabhijna is because of the similarity of the clay. Similarity of the pot. Is it clear? It will become much clearer. Don't worry. So he has similarity. You saw the pot before, the same pot you see. Which means the pot which you see 1 minute before is not the same pot again. It's a different pot, different pot, different pot. It's because according to him, there's no pot outside. There's only in the cognition. Therefore, he will say, there was no cause. There's no effect. The world, nothing was there before. Whatever you see is only in your... So asatkaryavadi, therefore he says, in your cognition. What you cognize is only, there's only similarity. The pratyabhijna recognition of the clay in the pot is not because of the continuity of the existence of the clay, but because of the similarity of the pot. Similarity of the clay. Okay, similar. You saw before one pot and the same pot you see again, the same clay you see again, because of the similarity. Is it clear? Therefore, what? There was no cause before. New part comes, new part goes, new part comes, new part goes, new part comes, new part goes. Nothing was there before. A part comes, part goes, part comes, part goes, which means, okay, I have clay cognition, pot cognition. Yes, clay pot comes, clay pot goes, which means for him, it's only in the buddhi, one of cognition. How do you know that the same pot was, I saw the pot before, I see the same pot now again? No, that is because of the similarity. Pratyabhijna, recognition of the pot again and again is because of the similarity, not because of the continuity. Is it clear? What are Sanskrit words he is using? Pratyabhijna sadrushena eva bhavati natu anuvrittehe. Okay, not because of continuity, but because of similarity, he says. Now Shankaracharya gives an answer. We understood the wrong teaching all this time. Now Shankaracharya's answer only going to come now. What does Shankaracharya say? Look at this. This argument of Asatkaryavadi that the pratyabhijna recognition is because of the similarity, not because of continuity. That sentence is wrong. Why? Because his argument will not stand. It cannot stand in his own view. So in his own view, his argument will be refutable by his own view. Why? Because a similarity of the past and the present. Okay. Suppose the person says, there was a pot, clay pot before. Now also the clay pot is there. This is because of the similarity. The pot which existed before was different. The pot now exists is different. So it's only similarity. Because only in the cognition, it is all in cognitions. Therefore, Shankaracharya says, according to Kshanika Vijnanavadi, the knower observer also is Kshanikam. The knower observer also is Kshanikaha. Therefore, the knower also must be new every time. The knower observer also is a Kshanika. Therefore, he says, if you say a similarity, but even if it is not the same clay pot, so new fresh pot comes. Before the pot, clay pot was different. Now the same pot, the pot I see is different. The similarity between the two. Okay, this I recognize the same. Oh, this looks like the same before. This recognition is because of similarity if you say. It is not because of anuvrittihi if you say. Which means you do not accept the observer as a continuous existence. Observer, knower, experiencer also is Kshanikam for him. Which means, who is the observer? The observer must have existed before. The new observer cannot have this knowledge of similarity. The new observer cannot have knowledge of similarity. The observer who was there before is not the same observer according to Buddhist. Therefore, if observer also is a kshanikaha, momentary, how can the observer, momentary observer who disappears, cannot have the knowledge of similarity? Is it clear? For him, everything is observer is momentary, observed is momentary, observation is momentary. Everything is momentary. Everything is only in the cognition. There's no world outside. There was no cause. There's no effect. Everything is only in the cognition. Therefore, this recognition of a pot is because of this similarity when he said, because he doesn't want to accept the cause. So Shankaracharya has to say cause is there. And that is why his own his own view is shown to refute him. According to him, the observer also is a kshanikam. If observer also is kshanikam, observer is also momentary, how can he say, talk about the similarity? Got it now? The same observer is not, must be there. There will be continuity of observer must be there for observer to talk about the similarity. Got it? The observer is not continuous. Observer must be there continuously. Only then observer can talk about the continuity, the recognition of the similarity. I saw this part yesterday. I see the same similar part today also. Which means observer must be already there. Observer must be already there. And according to Buddhist, according to him, there's no observer also kshanika. Therefore, his view is not acceptable. It means he goes against his own view. If observer is not permanent, it's a kshanikaha, how can he talk about the similarity? Okay, this is how first point is negated. So I must have existed yesterday, I must continue to be today also as an observer, only then I can talk about the similarity. Oh, I saw a pot like this yesterday in some other shop. I see the same similar pot I see today. Even to talk about the similarity of two things, the observer must be there continuously. Observer cannot be momentary. So according to him, observer also is a kshanikaha. Therefore, his argument will not stand in his own philosophy, no, his own view. Therefore, karana asatta, karana asatta means the cause did not exist. He cannot say cause did not exist. Cause did exist. This is the first. Karanam asit. Cause existed before and the cause alone now is in the form of the effect. Karanam eva karya rupena viparinamate. Karanam eva karya rupena viparinamate. Cause alone continues to exist in the form of an effect. Therefore, you cannot say cause did not exist. There wasn't a cause at all. So, asatkaryavada, asatkaranavada. Okay. The karanam na asit, he negated. Okay. This is one thing. Now, this is the first argument he finishes by stating, what is the loophole? Everything is kshanikam, everything is momentary, observer also is momentary. If according to Buddhism, this kshanika vijnanavada, observer also is momentary, then he cannot talk about the pratyabhijna, recognition, even say using the similarity. Even for a person to talk about the recognition, of something similar, observer cannot be kshanika, momentary. Therefore, his argument is wrong. He leaves that. Now, second point we have to see. So, what about the, now, okay, clay was there before the pot. Karanam existed. Now, what about the effect? Effect also was there before. Not only cause was not there before, cause existed before, effect also was there before. Now he is establishing karya satta. Karana satta was established. காரணசத்தா மீன்ஸ் காஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்டட் பிஃபோர். செகண்ட் பாயிண்ட் இஸ் வாட்? காரியசத்தா. பாயிண்ட் நம்பர் டூ, காஸ் இஃபெக்ட் ஆல்சோ எக்ஸிஸ்டட் பிஃபோர். ஓகே, as I said, so Shankara Bhagavad Pada in his commentary to establish is the fact that nothing is created, nothing is destroyed. This is the fact. To establish this fact, he has to say what? Cause existed, effect also existed. So for the, so Shankara Bhagavad Pada spends only very little of time to negate the Khanika Vijnanavadi. He does not take much time to negate the Khanika Vijnanavadi. Because when he says everything is momentary, it's easy to negate him. But he spends a lot of time in negating the Nyaya philosopher. He spends a lot of time in negating the Nyaya philosopher's view. Khanika, this Yogachara Bauddha is easily negated. Only very little time he spends for that. But to negate the Nyaya philosopher, he takes long time. And for to negate Nyaya philosopher means what? Here, according to him, effect was not there before. Effect was not there. That's the problem. Which means, to say effect also existed before. Effect also existed before. To establish that, Shankara Bhagavad Pada gives five different reasons, reasoning. You have to present the reason why and how you state the effect also existed before. Effect also is not newly created. Okay, the first reason he gives is the very fact effect karyam becomes manifest. The karyam becoming manifest itself is the proof that it existed before. If the effect was not there before, it cannot become manifest. Effect becoming manifest itself is the proof for the existence of the effect before its manifestation. What was there before alone can become manifest. The first reason. And it is called Abhivyakti Lingam. Abhivyakti Lingam is the Abhivyaktihi means manifestation. Reason number one. How do you say effect existed before? If effect comes into manifestation, coming into manifestation itself is the proof for the effect have being already existent. Therefore, Abhivyaktihi means manifestation. Abhivyaktihi, manifestation is the clue. Linga means clue. Something becoming manifest, coming into manifestation itself is the linga, proof for the clue that it already existed. The reasoning how he presents is Abhivyakti Lingat or Lingatvat. Abhivyakti Lingatvam. Abhivyakti Lingatvat means due to its status of coming into manifestation. Due to status of being manifest. The very fact it is manifest. Part is means it was already there. That is why it comes into manifestation. Okay. Coming into manifestation itself is the proof that the part existed before. Effect existed before. First reason. And how he gives example for that? See, if there is a place which is very dark, if there is a dark place, okay, a dark place, you are like some of our garage, okay, in a garage, very dark, and you don't even see what is there. You go and dump things, dump, make the garage full of Mahalakshmi, like becomes a dump things and then store everything there. You don't even go there. You forget about things also. And then now they're desperately, one day it becomes very important for you to find something. Desperately, you need, you don't find anywhere outside also, not in the shop. At then you want some spare parts, something you want. Let me go and check in my garage, at least. You don't even know what is there. And then it was very dark. When you go there, it is very dark. You don't see anything. You turn the light on. You turn the light on. You see all those things which you could not see before. When you turn the light on, whatever is there in the garage becomes manifest. So light does not create what was there in the garage. Which means already whatever is there in the garage is there. When you turn the light on, all those things in the garage become manifest. So light does not create it. Which means light cannot create something what is there. So what does the light do? So there is something which is already there. Had an avaranam covering. So darkness was covering what was already there. There was avaranam. Avaranam is the cause. Covering is the cause. Prevented the what is there from becoming manifest. When the avaranam is removed, what was there already becomes manifest. Is it clear? When you turn the light on, then what does the light do? You do not create anything there. You do not create any, nothing is created. What is there in garage already is there. Light does not create anything newly there. When you turn on the light removes the darkness, then what was there already becomes manifest. So an object which is kept in a dark place, when the light is turned on, switched on, it comes to manifestation. Before the light was turned on, the object was already there. Maybe you want something, whatever object you want to take. Okay, something you want to take, some hammer or something. It's already there. It comes into manifestation. So, only thing is, before you turn the light on, it was not evident. It was not available for you. It was not evident. When the light becomes turned on, what was not evident becomes evident, becomes manifest. So, it should have been already existent for it to become manifest, to become evident. Therefore, what? Pot also manifests. Therefore, it was pot also existed before, which means what prevented the pot from coming into existence is the avaranam. There's something covering. When the covering is removed. Now let me give you an example. So suppose the clay pot is kept in a, if the clay pot is kept in a dark place, and the pot is what? The pot is there, clay is also there. when you switch, when you turn the light on, the pot becomes manifest. The pot was already there, pot becomes manifest. But now, Shankara Bhagavatpada makes it very clear. So manifestation, for the pot to become manifest, for any object, unevident object to become manifest, to become evident, all that you need is what? The covering alone is removed. The covering is removed. Covering has to be removed. So what was covering the object in the dark room was darkness. The darkness was covering the object. And the darkness was removed by light. Then the object which was unevident becomes evident and manifest. Okay, now if an object is in darkness and for the object to come to manifestation, the obstacle is what? Darkness. The darkness is removed by light. But now, there's another obstacle is there. It's called, first obstacle is what? Avaranam. Avaranam is the covering, is the pratibandha. Avaranameva pratibandha. Obstacle. What prevents the object from becoming manifest is the covering. The darkness covers the opaque things. From thereby, darkness is the obstacle which prevents the opaque things from becoming manifest. Therefore, what in light removes the obstacle and becomes manifest. Now, another point we have to see here. One more thing. Suppose when you see only a lump of clay, the lump of clay you see, the pot maker has yet to make a pot. There's a lump of clay is there. The lump of clay, pot is there or not? In a dark room, it is easy to say. Okay, darkness becomes the avarana. Similarly, here also, the lump of clay, in the lump of clay, there is a pot. The pot is hidden. Pot is hidden in the lump of clay. There's something, avaranam is there. Something is covering the pot which is in the clay. So what does the pot maker do? Pot maker does not create, produce the pot newly. Pot maker only removes the obstacle which prevents the pot from becoming manifest. It's a very important lesson. Pot maker does not create the pot, does not produce the pot newly. He only brings the pot which was already unmanifest in clay into manifestation. As a pot maker's job, okay? Pot maker only brings the unmanifest pot into manifestation. He does not create it, produce it newly. The only thing is, when the clay is in the form of a lump, as a clay ball, in the form of a ball of clay, like a lump of clay, then you cannot see the pot. Okay? Mrittika darshane natu ghata darshanam. There's no clay, you don't see the pot. But when you see the pot, clay cannot be in both, isn't it? When the clay, the lump form goes, pot form comes. Lump form goes, pot form comes. One form has to go for other form to come. Lump form has to go for the pot form to come. Therefore, lump form, one form becomes the avaranam for the pot form. Is it clear now? The lump form becomes the avaranam for the pot form. The lump form is removed, pot form can come into existence. So one form becomes an avaranam for the other form. One form becomes a cover for another form. You cannot simultaneously, you cannot see lump of clay and pot. If you see lump of clay, you do not see the pot, pot form. When you see the pot form, you do not see the lump of clay. The lump form goes. Clay is there. Form, clay is the same, but the form is different. You cannot say simultaneously two forms. I see lump form as well as the pot form. No. When you see the lump of clay, you don't see the pot. When you see the pot form, the clay pot, you don't see the lump of the lump form. Two forms cannot be there simultaneously. One form has to undergo a change for other form to come. Lump form undergoes a change to become the pot form. Therefore, what does the pot maker do? Pot maker works, uses his buddhi not for newly creating the non-existent pot, but the pot maker's work is only to remove the avaranam. Pot maker's work is only for removing the avaranam. Pot maker works on the clay, he removes the avaranam. The lump form which covers the pot form, he removes. Avaranam he removes. He does not add even as one gram of extra clay, anything to that. Exactly what was that? All that he does is he removes the avaranam. Pratibandha, he removes the pratibandha. One form becomes the pratibandha, avaranam for the other form. Therefore, the form is already there. Name is already there. The purpose it serves also is already there. All that the pot maker does is he removes the avaranam and brings the new form into manifestation. It's called bringing what is already there into manifestation alone is said to be creation. There's no real creation. Okay. Now, we had to give next reason. First reason, what was the first reason we gave? Abhivyakti lingatvat ghataha purvameva asit. Pot existed before its manifestation. The very fact it came to existence is the proof that it existed already. First reason is abhivyakti lingatvam is the reason number one. Now, second reason I give you, vipratishedatvam. Vipratishedatvam. See, vipratishedaha, yesterday also I said in my Kena class, I don't know whether you noticed, contradiction. Vipratishedaha means contradiction. What is contradiction? If you say, please listen to me carefully. If you say something comes into existence newly, it was not there before, it will be a statement of contradiction. How? Because let me make it very clear. When the pot maker or a goldsmith He's about to, he is getting ready to make an ornament. Goldsmith is getting ready to make an ornament. To make an ornament, or the pot maker, the kulalaha ghatam kartum siddha asti. Kulalaha ghatam kartum siddha asti. Pot maker is ready to make a pot. And what does he do? He brings this clay. He sets everything ready. And he says, adya aham, ghatam karomi, shvaha ghataha bhavishyati. Today I am making pot, tomorrow pot will be there. Shvaha ghataha bhavishyati. I'm not telling shvaha. After a few days, okay, he will take some time for to ready. Don't take it very seriously in grammar. Ghataha shvaha bhavishyati. Aduna, usually what now? See, these things are not in the mantras. What I'm telling is all from Bhashyam. If you go and search for these words in mantra, you will not find. Mantra, I finished only one sentence. What is that? Naiveha kinchanagra asit. Only one line is the mantra. For that, the establishment now. What is the meaning? Everything was there. Cause was there. Effect was there. Everything was there already. Everything remained unmanifest. What was unmanifest alone has become manifest. Between nothing is created, nothing is destroyed. This is the final lesson we have to understand. Only this is what Shankaracharya wants to establish. Nothing is created means neither Jiva nor Jagat nor Ishvara. Nothing is created. All the three are essentially only one vastu Brahma. Who is Jivaha? The experiencer of the world. Jiva is Ishvara. The Jiva is Brahma. The Jagat experienced world is also Brahma. The experience is also Brahma. Nothing is created. Okay, when you look at the whole thing as order, then it's called Ishvara also. So Jiva, Brahma, Jagat, Brahma, Ishvara is also, everything is that one. Only then you can say that you can understand the, our moksha is possible, jnanam is possible. You can see how the whole wrong perception alone, erroneous perception of the self alone contributes for the miserable life. All miseries can be resolved just by changing our perspective. For which I need to understand this amazing, subtlest fact of all that is, there is only one truth. There's no second thing other than the truth. And all these divisions and differences are not satyam, they're all mithya. And they're transient, and there's also law which is also transient. Everything is within the, like that. So to establish that, we have to understand nothing is created here. So what was there before alone has become manifest. What is manifest again becomes unmanifest. This is constantly happening. This is something unchangeable phenomenon this is. And what was unmanifest becomes manifest. What is unmanifest becomes unmanifest. It's an unchangeable natural phenomenon. We can't change it. So here, there is no, even though relatively we talk about I or you, the world, everything is essentially one, which is satyam. All divisions are all mithya. This is the fact we have to finally arrive at it. So to say that nothing is created means the Jagat existed before. Jagat Karnam also existed before. Nothing is newly created. Neither the cause nor the effect. So cause existed means Brahman existed. Jagat also existed before. We don't even say Jagat is something different from Brahman. So unmanifest becoming manifest alone is creation. Which means, so now he, when the Buddhist had his view, how you saw how he refuted his view, just by saying, because we saw that first. Now, what is the reason? Means, the effect, for the effect which is already there, what prevents the effect from becoming manifest is avaranam. Some avaranam is there, that is the con, that is the pratibandha. And first he gave the example of, we saw the light, when you light, turn the light on, what is already there, what is there already covered in darkness becomes evident, becomes manifest. It does not create. We talk about the pot and clay. Okay, ball of clay was there, but pot was not there. We do say clay alone was there, pot was not there. Pot was non-existent, we think. Why? That pot was not available for use. I couldn't have hold water in it. There's no utility. So non-existent, non-pot which is not available for experience, enjoyment, for a utility, doesn't serve any purpose, then I mistake it to be non-existent. Even though, but it still, it was there. So all the pot maker does is, he only removes the avaranam. He removes one form, becomes an avaranam, obstacle for the other form. A lump form is an avaranam, an obstacle, patibandha for the pot form. So one form is, all that he does is, he removes the avaranam. Thereby he brings the pot which is already there in clay to into manifestation. Okay, that we understood. Now, vipratishedat means vipratishedatvam. Suppose if you say, pot is newly created, clay was there before, pot is newly created if you say, then there will be contradiction. What will be the contradiction? Let me make it very clear. It's what I started telling you. The pot maker is ready with the big ball of clay. And he says, I am going to make pot today. Tomorrow, pot will be ready. Shvaha ghataha bhavishyati. Shvaha ghataha bhavishyati means, read very carefully, you have to listen. Shvaha ghataha bhavishyati. Ghataha bhavishyati means pot will be there tomorrow. Means will be there is what? Will be verb. Isn't it? Will be verb. What will be there? Ghataha. So what is ghataha? Subject. Pot is subject. Will be what? Verb. Suppose now pot is not there readily. Okay. Please listen to me. Now only lump of clay is there. But still the person says pot will be there tomorrow means pot is a subject, will be is an object. Say, and will be is a verb. Pot will be there tomorrow in that sentence. How, if the pot is non-existent today, listen to me carefully. The pot is non-existent today. And the tomorrow you can say what? Tomorrow you can say pot is. Tomorrow after the pot comes into existence, what will you say? Tomorrow when you happen to say pot is. Today you can say pot will be there tomorrow. Tomorrow you will say pot is. Is it clear? Is it clear or not? When you say pot is, the pot is already existent or not? If you say a pot is non-existent, then the sentence will be there. Non-existent pot will be there tomorrow. If you say pot was non-existent, you make the sentence without a subject. Pot will be there tomorrow. This sentence you cannot make. Ball of clay is today. Pot is not here today. Pot does not exist. I had to create the new pot. You can't say. Tomorrow pot will be there means that sentence, pot is a subject. If the pot is non-existent, then you are making a sentence without a sentence having a verb without a subject. It will be, it's a contradiction. How can there be a sentence with the verb without a subject? Hope you get the point. I'll repeat it, don't worry. Do you see what I'm saying? The person he's saying now. Tomorrow, the ghataha shvaha bhavishyati. Pot will be there tomorrow. means pot will come tomorrow. It means pot is not yet ready. Pot is going to come, which means the pot which is going to come, when you say pot will come, pot will be there, pot is going to come, means that going to come is a verb. What is going to come? Pot. So pot is subject. Subject of the verb. Suppose we say pot is non-existent. Pot is non-existent, if you say, then the sentence will be a wrong sentence. Why? A sentence will be a sentence with a verb without a subject. A subjectless sentence. Because if a pot is pot, will be there tomorrow. Pot is, you have to say tomorrow, you have to say pot is. Ghatah asti. So ghatah asti, please listen to me carefully. Ghatah asti, pot is. This sentence is a present tense sentence. Okay, this is a statement, sentence which connects the present time. All is there. How is it now? We have to say pot is not non-existent. Pot is already there potentially. This is the only difference you have to say. Pot is there already means potentially there. Very big difference in saying potential existence. How is the pot? What does the pot maker do? Pot maker brings the potentially existent pot into a pot which serves the utility, which is useful. The functional, therefore, Shastram talks about, Shankara Bhagavatpada himself says this, the existence of anything is of two types. Okay? Two types of dvividhe satta. Dvividha satta means two types of existence. Dvividha satta. One is actual or original or potential existence. Potential existence. And the other one is functional existence. Potential existence, functional existence. So when you say a lump of clay is there, the lump of clay, karanam is there, karyam, the cause of the pot is there in the lump of a clay. The pot, the effect also is there in the lump of a clay. How? In an original form, the potential form. The pot has potential existence in clay. Pot has potential existence in clay. We don't say pot is non-existent. Pot has potential existence in clay. When the pot maker removes the lump form, and he brings the clay form, the pot form. It's only removal of one form is creation of another form. Bringing another manifestation of another form. Removal of the old form is in fact bringing the new form. New means what? It is not newly created. It's only manifestation. Therefore, what is pot now? When the pot is made, pot has functional existence. Potential existence, then functional existence. The functional existence is what? Temporary. The form undergoes a change. Therefore, functional existence. And we pour water and then we save it, we use it. It is useful. Pot serves a purpose. Functional existence. Again, when the pot breaks, and the pot breaks also, what happened to pot? Pot is non-existent or existent? Pot has again potential existence. Why? Because you cannot undo the clay. As long as clay is there, pot has existence. How? What existence? Potential existence or original existence. So this original existence, Rupa Satta Swarupa Satta. Rupa Satta means functional existence. Swarupa Satta means potential, original. We have many words for that. Swarupa Satta means potential, original, actual existence. Rupa Satta, functional existence. Now you can say, pot has existence in all three periods of time. Pot has existence in all three periods of time. What existence? Before it became manifest, it has potential existence. After it becomes manifest, it has functional existence. It is broken again, it has what? Potential existence. That is pot not there. Potential existence means remaining in a different form. So pot is broken, it's in the form of many small bits of the pot. Still it is there in the clay. So therefore, when a pot maker says, I'm going to make the pot, or then he has to say, pot will be ready tomorrow. Means the pot is a subject. If the pot is non-existent, he cannot say. The pot is non-existent, the sentence will be what? The pot is, pot will be ready tomorrow means pot is already there. It only has to be come into manifestation. It is not at all there means I'm going to make a pot, pot is going to be made, a pot will be there ready tomorrow means the sentence will become a subjectless sentence. A subjectless sentence with the verb will be incorrect sentence. How can there be a verb without a subject? It's called contradict. It will contradict. Okay. If you say, effect did not exist before, effect is made newly, there will be a contradiction. What is the contradiction? It is, that's what I showed you. A sentence cannot be without a subject. Pot was, pot is, pot will be. But how pot was? Pot was, pot had potential existence. And pot has original functional existence. Then again, pot will continue to have potential existence. It's only example for the pot example, but we have on this, we have to understand the Jagat later on. I have to show you three more points. We have only seen 2 points. So if you remember, is all Nayayikas, okay? the first time when Shankaracharya first, he very briefly, very quickly, he refutes Kshanika Vijnanavadi. Okay? See, for Kshanika Vijnanavadi to say nothing existed before, nothing exists now also. Whatever is there is only in the form of a cognitions, and every cognition is momentary. Therefore, he is called Kshanika Vijnanavadi. For him, nothing is permanent. Everything is Kshanika. If I see you, now I saw you 5 minutes before, that is different to your body. Now I see your body, new body. Every fraction, every time, Kshanikam, I see new. How is it possible for us to see continuously the same person? He says, according to Kshanika Vijnanavadi, now you're all seeing me for the past 1 hour. What do you see? One hour before, what you saw was different me, different body. Now what you see is a different body. This is his argument. And then you are not seeing me outside, okay? What you see as a huge form here, it's only in your Kshanikam, it's all in your cognition. There's no world outside at all. There's no world outside. Nothing was there before. Nothing, there's no effect. There's no cause. So, this is Asatkaryavadi. And if you say, how is it possible for me to see? I saw this person before, I see this person again, which means I'm able to recognize the person. Recognition is because of continuity. Okay? The same person whom I saw before is existent today, which means that person continues to exist. I saw him yesterday, I see him today, he continued to exist yesterday and today. Therefore, the continuity of existence alone is the proof that the same person was there before. Isn't it clear? This continuity of existence alone makes it possible. What? Pratyabhijna. The recognition, Pratyabhijna, is possible only because of the continuity of the existence of the same person. Similarly, this is the proof. Cause was there before, and the same cause alone is in the form of an effect. I saw yesterday gold, a biscuit. I see the chain today. What do you see? I recognize the same gold in the form of a chain, which means cause was there before. I am able to recognize. This Pratyabhijna is the, first we use it. Recognition makes us understand the continuity of the cause in the form of an effect. So cause was there. But what will he say? Recognition of something new here is not because of the continuity, because of the similarity, he says. And that Shankaracharya refuted, saying what? Even if Kshanika Vijnanavadi cannot talk about the Pratyabhijna at all. Pratyabhijna he cannot talk about. Even he cannot use similarity to talk about the recognition. Pratyabhijna means recognition. Whether the object is recognized or the person who recognizes must be the same person. According to him, the person who recognizes also is temporary, kshanikam. Recognized object also is kshanikam. That means, how can he talk about the similarity? To talk about the similarity or continuity, to talk about the continuity of the existence of the object, there must be, the Pratyabhijna is possible only if there's a continuity of the existence of the object. Or even to talk about the similarity also. So similarity also, recognition of the similarity also is possible only if the observer is continuously there. For him, if observer himself is kshanikaha, momentary observer, how can he talk about the he doesn't accept the continuous existence of the observer. Therefore, he cannot, his own view argument is refuted by his own philosophy. It's okay. So Shankaracharya does not spend much time to refute Kshanika Vijnanavadi. Okay, one thing. But Nayayika, who says the effect is newly created. Effect is not there before. Effect also was there before. Karanam asit, karyam api asit. Effect also was there. To establish effect also is not created. Nothing is created. Nothing is destroyed. Okay, what is changeless? What is subject to change? That alone we have to understand. What is subject to change? What is not subject to change? That we'll see later on. But here, nothing is created means effect also is not created. For which he gives 5 different reasons. Of them, we have seen 2 reasons. What is the first reason? Abhivyakti lingatvam. Abhivyakti lingatvam is the reason number 1. Abhivyakti lingatvam means the very fact something has come into existence because it existed before. It must have existed before for it to be here now. That is the proof. It was before, it was not evident, now it is evident. So that he gives example of something in the dark room becomes evident when the light is turned on, which means there is some avaranam, there is some covering which prevents the object from becoming evident, becoming manifest. The avaram is removed, what is already there becomes manifest. So removal of avaranam should not be mistaken to be creation. Light does not, see, turning the light on, okay, removing the darkness does not mean creating the object which is there in the darkness. Removal of darkness or light does not create the object. Is it clear? That's why it's all creation. That is the abhivyakti lingatam, one meaning, one reason. Second reason we saw, so what does the pot maker do? It is not like darkness turning the light on, bringing the object into light. When the pot maker makes the pot means he does not create the pot. He converts one form into another form. One form, the lump form goes, pot form comes, which means the pot form was already there in potential condition form, and he brought the pop into what was unmanifest into manifestation. He did not create it. This is one reason. It's called abhivyakti lingatvam. Second reason we gave was vipratishedhatvam. Means a contradiction. If we say something is coming newly, what was not there comes into existence, means the sentence will be a sentence without a subject. A sentence with the verb without the subject will be an incorrect sentence. It's grammatically wrong. Otherwise also it's a contradiction. It contradicts our reasoning. How can there be verb without a subject? Therefore, what is made clear is the 2 types of existence. One is potential existence, potential original actual existence, and one is functional existence. So there's no, if you talk about the existence of any effect, effect always has what? In all 3 periods of time, effect is. Before the creation, it had a potential existence. After the creation, it had a functional existence. Again, it will go back to potential existence. There is no such a thing called non-existence at all. In Pooja Swamiji's 2nd chapter, Bhagavad Gita, if you take, there is no such a thing called non-existence at all. What is only existence? Remember the verse, nasato vidyate bhavaha, na bhavo vidyate sataha. For this one verse commentary, you must be reading 100 times, no problem. Nasato vidyate bhavaha, नाभावो विद्यते सतः उभयोरपि दृष्टोऽन्तः त्वनयोस्तत्त्वदर्शिभिः असतः अभावः सतः अभावः न विद्यते दैट विच इज डज नॉट हैव नॉन एग्जिस्टेंस एट ऑल विच मीन्स देर इज नो सच ए थिंग कॉल्ड नॉन एग्जिस्टेंस एट ऑल ऑफ एनीथिंग ओनली एग्जिस्टेंस इज यू कैन टॉक अबाउट ओनली एग्जिस्टेंस दैट इज वाई देर इज नॉट डिस्ट्रक्शन ऑल्सो There's no destruction of anything. Absolute destruction of anything is not possible. Non-existence also is not there. Then what can you talk about? It's only existence. It's only existence. But you can talk about what? Potential existence, functional existence. If we tell you the Sanskrit terms, Swarupa Satta. Swarupa Satta means potential, original, actual existence. You don't need to have too many words, okay? You can say original existence or potential existence, better word. And Rupa Satta, the Swa and the Ru. Rupa Satta is functional existence. When you hold water in a pot, you can say it pot has functional existence. And the pot breaks, you should say what? Pot cannot hold water after broken. Okay. Still, it is what? It has potential existence, but it's very difficult for us to say. Pot is broken, it's of no use. Still, you have to say pot exists. You can't accept it. We have to say what? It has Swarupa Satta. Pot has after getting broken, pot has Swarupa Satta. When we hold water in a pot, it has Rupa Satta. Functional existence. Okay. Now, now next point I'll tell you. I need to explain this. Maybe I can do it next class. This is the third point. I don't want to give you too many things. But next class, because I delayed you. So next class I'll summarize. I'll present all the points clearly. I'll summarize for you. Then I'll continue with the next class. So that I want it to be thorough. Brihadaranyakam class. I want you to take it as a tapas. In the class itself it should become clear. So next class I'll definitely summarize what is said today. So that it will become much clearer. If it is not clear today also, don't need to worry. Next class, I'll make it very clear. The third aspect, I have to tell you three more points. I only said two. The third one, Sarvajna Jnana Apramanyam. Sarvajna. Sarvajna Jnana Apramanyam. Pramanyam Sarvajna Jnana Apramanyam Sarvajna Jnana Apramanyam Now Ishvara. Here we have to deal with the topic of Ishvara. I think this is better let me explain this next class. We are planning to change the timings of because Brihadaranyakam, many new people who are in our class, they all haven't attended other Upanishad classes. So we are thinking of making this class a different class so that maybe we can increase number of Brihad classes during the weekdays for the people who can attend. We're thinking, we have not decided anything about it. Let you know. So Ishwaraha is said to be Sarvajnaha. Ishwara is said to be Sarvajnaha, all knowing. ఆల్ నోయింగ్ మీన్స్ వాట్? ఈశ్వర ఇస్ త్రికాలజ్ఞ. త్రికాలజ్ఞ మీన్స్ వన్ హూ నోస్ పాస్ట్ ప్రెసెంట్ అండ్ ఫ్యూచర్. ఈశ్వర ఇస్ ద నోవర్ ఆఫ్ పాస్ట్ ప్రెసెంట్ అండ్ ఫ్యూచర్. త్రికాలజ్ఞ. అండ్ నాట్ ఓన్లీ ఈశ్వర, ఆల్సో సమ్ యోగీస్, సమ్ మహాత్మాస్ ఆల్సో సెట్ టు బి త్రికాలజ్ఞాస్. దిస్ కాల్డ్ సర్వజ్ఞ. ఫర్ దిస్ ది ప్రమాణం, హౌ కెన్ యూ అండర్స్టాండ్ దర్ ఈస్ ఆల్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఈస్ ఈశ్వర? హౌ కెన్ యూ అండర్స్టాండ్ ఆల్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఈస్ ఈశ్వర? All knowledge is Ishvara. Omniscience is Ishvara. We don't say omniscient is Ishvara. Of course, we say omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent is Ishvara. But here, omniscience itself is Ishvara, the Lord. Which means anything which has to, any form has to come into existence. Any form with any given name serving any purpose cannot be there outside of knowledge. Cannot be there outside of knowledge. And this knowledge is not created. Knowledge is not created. If knowledge is not created, all these knowledge pertaining to form, name and function is not created newly. No knowledge is created. So how knowledge is not created? This knowledge, what is knowledge then? Discovery of what is knowledge. Therefore knowledge is not created. This is also one of the reasons to establish nothing is created. Cause is not, cause also existed before. The effect also already exists. Therefore, karanam asit, karyam api asit. So, karanam asti, karyam api asti. Karanam eva, karya rupena bhati. Cause alone is shining in the form of an effect. సో సత్కార్యవాది అసత్కార్యవాది హూ సే కాస్ డిడ్ నాట్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్, సత్కార్యవాది సేస్ కాస్ ఎగ్జిస్టెడ్ బిఫోర్, అసత్కార్యవాది సేస్ కాస్ డిడ్ నాట్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్ బిఫోర్, అండ్ సత్కార్యవాది ద ఇఫెక్ట్ డిడ్ నాట్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్ బిఫోర్. సో దిస్ ఇఫెక్ట్ ఆల్సో ఎగ్జిస్ట్ బిఫోర్ అలోన్ టేక్స్ మోర్ టైమ్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్. సో ఐ హావ్ ఓన్లీ టోల్డ్ యూ 2 points. I will summarize these 2 points next class. And also I present 3 more points. 5 reasons. Pancha karanani. Okay? 5 reasons which Shankaracharya gives to establish that nothing is created. Effect also existed before. To establish that, he gives 5 reasons. I will summarize the 2 and I will give the rest of the 3 also next class. I will stop now. I'll summarize the whole thing next class. It become much clearer. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. హరి ఓం.